Oh, I'm live? Hi, guys. We're about to start the radio show, so please join us. It's going to be really good. You'll love it. I hope you'll love it anyway. And Bobby wants to say hello. He always does.
You always tell them that Bobby needs to say hello.
You're Boris. Aren't you Boris?
I'm Bobby and Boris, too.
Oh, you're my Bobby.
Okay, there you are. Back to you.
You're Boris.
He's not Boris.
Okay.
I was an old school 50-pound boombox. Would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
I'm still amazing?
Still.
Okay, thank you.
Our show is available live on your radio, also through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisacure.com. We are broadcasting live from Miami through satellite, available on 35 station radios in more than 11 states and in social media, and soon after the show, on any podcast player. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor of child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help with valuable information. Knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. My healing came from God, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's someone who cares. At least God does. The song we played earlier was Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes and Adam Levine. I can imagine God being my stereo. His heart always beats for us. All we need to do is listen and follow through, especially in times that seem the toughest. That's when faith counts more in all you do. Tune up your prayer life, especially when you're feeling low. It's when we are the closest that we are most attacked by our greatest foe. This melody God meant for us. Yes, it's more difficult to sing along, but God will never do us wrong. It can be a harder road for some, but it's the only peace we'll find that's worth it because of who we can become. Do we take God seriously? Proudly think of Him and speak of Him like a boombox that you would turn up. Trust Him blindly despite any fear. Believe the impossible, knowing that God provides and He's always near. Sometimes things don't go the way we would like them to, or even within the time frame we expect. Please don't get mad. There's no reason to project. We should never shift the blame. Only God has perfect timing, and only God removes the shame. But if we finally find our note, God can take us by the hand, show us more we can imagine, and provide any strength needed on demand. Keep him close, always on your mind. Speak to him quite often, for God is truly kind. If we live by his word intently, shortly we will find there's a solution every time. God's love for us is endless, and his plan perfectly divine. Today we have special guest Dr. Hormoz Shariat, who is going to share the story of his conversion from Muslim, almost terrorist, to Christian, and now he's helping convert Muslims into Christianity. Dr. Hormoz Shariat was born into a Muslim family in Iran and came to us after the Islamic Revolution of 1979. He came to Christ while earning his PhD in artificial intelligence at USC in 1980. In 1987, he planted a church in San Jose, California, with hundreds of Muslim converts, and it still remains one of the largest churches of its kind in the U.S. In 2001, Dr. Shariat followed the Lord's leading and founded Iran Alive Ministries, which utilizes satellite TV to reach the millions of lost and broken people in Iran and the rest of the Middle East. Today, they broadcast the gospel 24/7 from a studio in Dallas to Iran and the Middle East, trusting the Lord to use them and to transform a nation which is responding to the gospel unlike any other time in history. Dr. Shariat is the author of the book, Iran's Great Awakening. Dr. Shariat, thank you for being on the show. You are now live.
Well, thank you so much, Amy, for inviting me to share. Great things are happening. God is in the business of changing lives and salvations, and we see that.
That is wonderful to hear and very hopeful. Dr. Shariat, you have amazing stories and testimonies to tell us. I understand that the murder of your brother in Iran was a main reason for you to try to help other Muslims. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I was a new believer at that time. I came to U.S. as a student, and I went through a spiritual journey, kind of comparing Islam and Christianity. I was searching for God, and I wanted my faith to be solid and based on truth. So I studied Quran first and then studied the Bible, and I thought before that all religions are the same, and if I study both, they will converge. But they did not. The more I compared Islam and Christianity, they did not match. So at one point, I said, I have to make a decision. I heard the simple message of the gospel, and I came to Christ, and my life was changed dramatically. That's why I believe in the power of the gospel to change lives and change families and nations. So it was at that time, a new believer, my younger brother was arrested on minor political charges inside Iran. And I was praying as a new believer, God, save my brother. I want him to know you. I want to share the gospel with him. So 2 years, he was arrested when he was 16, and they kept him for 2 years. They were telling my mom, oh, we're going to set him free. He's doing fine. And then he turned 18. They called my mom and said, we just executed him. We just killed him. Come and get his body. And when my mom went to get his body, they charged my mother for the cost of killing her son. I went through a crisis hearing that as a new believer, saying, God, there is so much injustice in this world. What can I do as a Christian? This is not right. This young man, he didn't know what he was doing. They executed him. So I said, God, I want to take revenge of those who killed my brother. Then I realized, oh, no. God says, revenge is mine. I said, okay, God, oh, okay, revenge is yours. But I hate them. I hate them. Oh, you don't want us to hate anybody. You want us to even love you. our enemies. Okay, God, but I'm angry. I'm so angry. Oh, I'm not supposed to be angry as a Christian. If you're angry in your heart, you killed them already. So I said, well, as a Christian, what should I do when I see injustice? Can I at least cuss at them so I can kind of feel better? Then I realized, no, you cannot do that. You cannot worship with your mouth at the same time, you know, cuss. So I said, what kind of faith is that? I said, God, what do you want me to do? And that's over 2 years, 2 days of mourning, I heard this. He said, those people who killed your brother, they are not your enemies. They are victims in the hands of your enemy. You have only one enemy, and that's Satan. And do you want to stand up against Satan? You want to take revenge of Satan? I said, yes. I don't hate those people. What do I need to do? God said, only one thing. Share the gospel. That's what I want you to do. Because when you share the gospel, when one person comes to Christ, it's the party and rejoicing in heaven, and it's mourning in the courts of hell, which is with Satan. So that's when I dedicated my life to evangelizing Muslims. I said, God, would you use my life to bring 1 million Muslims to Christ? I didn't know what I was praying. I didn't know how it's going to happen, but God did.
Wow, so you brought 1 million Muslims to Christ.
It's happening. It's beyond. God knows the numbers, because when you do broadcast, only a percentage of them contact you. But God knows. But even if we are not there, we will be there. We have the names of over 50,000 people who have called us to receive Christ.
If only people knew the amazing transformation that God can cause. We're going to continue talking about this when we return.
Please call us if you'd like to hear. We'd like to hear your story of conversion. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
With Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
I see it's written in the stars. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby. Nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's go.
Continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is Amy Cabo, and thanks for tuning in.
And I'm Boris, one of the helpers. Remember, you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure with Amy Cabo, or as a podcast. Look for The Cure on any podcast platform.
The song that just played was Levitating by Dua Lipa. God knows we belong to Him. He created us with care. He left a holy book for us to read that we can take with us anywhere, in hopes we prosper in life and never surrender to despair. Regardless of who we are, it's never too late to do what's right, even if we've gone too far. It's an amazing feeling knowing God. Challenges happen, and they bother us, especially if it's unjust. But God brings good from it, and there's a lesson learned when it's God we trust. God's love for us will last forever. Rain or shine, it's never better. Amidst the dark, everyone can be a light, and every night God will certainly take the fight. We are his sugar boo. Don't we levitate when we experience miracles and realize how we survived all that we've been through? He can be our moonlight, dance with us, be our starlight. We can fly with him with renewed sight. The ride is endless. If we live God's way, if we put him first, and we obey, we will never go dark, regress, or go astray.
Wow, that is strong.
That's God. We are talking to Dr. Shariat, a Muslim turned Christian who turned many other Muslims to Christianity too.
Yes.
Dr. Shariat, you did not only research Christianity on your own, but you hated America. You were an enemy of America, and you had a lot of hate in your heart. So, thanks to your researching, you were able to see the truth. And it looks like you had a 180-degree fundamental change from, you know, just hating the West to being a preacher.
In the West.
And loving humanity, regardless of what part of the world they're from. How has that changed your life? Because I'm sure you were taught since you were very little to hate America.
Yes, you know, the power of love is greater than power of hate. That's why the Bible says perfect love casts out fear, which is a result of hate. So the most powerful power in the world is God's love, who saved us, and now when we love others, we cause other people to change and save. So when I realized that power in the gospel that can change my life and change and save my marriage, by the way, I was on the verge of divorce and saved my marriage, and I saw the power that can change persons, marriages, and even nations. That's why Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God for the salvation of all of those who believe. And I experienced that power not just through the salvation, but throughout my life. You brought up about my execution of my brother. And when you read my book, you know, The Great Awakening, the first part, I share about my testimony. And I've gone through a lot since then. Yet there has been betrayals in my life. And there has been things happened to me, demonic attacks on my life, people's wow. attacks. But all through that is the grace of God, and God taught me not to hate. May I talk to your listeners? You know, when they killed my brother, the first reaction was hatred and revenge. And when people do injustice to you, they may have done many things. They may have stolen your reputation, your innocence, or anything from you. And the rarest reaction is being bitter and being against them and want to take revenge. But I've learned from the Bible that that's not God's way. First of all, those people who hurt you, they are not your enemies. They're victims in the hands of your enemy. You need to love them. That's why God says love your enemies, because they need our love. They need the salvation. So may I encourage you to forgive those who have hurt you, those who have taken away, stolen things from you, betrayed you. Set yourself free, because through that, God is going to be with you and prosper you no matter what. For my life, no matter what has happened to me, when you read in my book all the things, you can see the hand of God being there. And you can see all through the things happened to me, I was always careful to keep my heart out of bitterness and revenge and fear and hatred. And I believe God, that removes the blocks to God's blessing. And God gives grace to the humble. So there is healing. there is a way to be set free from your past, from the things people have done to you. Number one, you have to see those people as God's beloved who are in the hands of the enemies, and set yourself free from bitterness. And number two, focus on God. God has a great future for you. If you keep your heart pure, the blessings will flow. No matter how your past has been, your future will be a blessed future because God is the source of blessing. That's what I learned in the first part of my book. That's what I share, and I encourage my readers to experience the same thing.
Hey, you know, it's not just words, guys. God's way, it's the only way. I know we're tempted to do what everyone else does, but this is what I've learned. When you forgive, the pain goes away. When you do, when you follow God's advice, you find peace. You just have to stay close and try your best. God just wants to see you trying. He'll take care of the rest. Oops, I rhymed.
Lately you do, all the time.
It's by mistake.
But that's okay.
Sometimes. Okay. Dr. Sherriott, how about in these crazy times, with all the violence we didn't know could exist, with this invisible enemy that reminds us how fragile we are and how much we depend on God and how our life can be snuffed from us so easily. You know, how has that impacted Christians here, do you believe? In Iran, sorry, well, in Iran.
Yeah, what happens, like corona around the world, and in Iran it's more than corona. It's the government and the hatred they have, the violence. They don't have just corona as their enemy in Iran. It's the government with all that power, the source of killing. They kill more people there than maybe even corona because they are in danger of losing power. So there is a miserable life, more miserable than U.S., the economy is bad. The government is careless and heartless and violent. And the corona is killing many people. So with all that miserable life, God is working.
Well, and I bet that's where's the greatest conversion.
When you have...
We'll talk more about that when we return.
We'd love to hear from you. Call us with your story of how you found the Lord. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
Muslim or not?
Yes. Or something else.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
All the wasted days, all the wasted nights, I blame it all on being young. Got no regrets, cause it got me here. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing.
Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. Remember, every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, live on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and our website, godisthecure.com.
All shows are available also as a video and audio podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabell, whatever podcasts are.
The song that just played was Nobody But You by Blake Shelton. Looking back, I realized there was time I wasted, but it was all for a reason, some of which I didn't get, and sometimes I was tested. Don't care who to blame, I have no regrets. I can never be the same. I had to choose the truth or continue playing Satan's game. There is only one thing I know I can never live without. there was only one God that never gave up, even when he should have, as I was feeling doubt. The heart can get pretty heavy when we take the easy road, but remember there's a better choice to make. Eventually we die, and when we do, what do we take? We are talking to Dr. Shariat, a Muslim-turned-Christian minister. Dr. Shariat, I wanted to ask you, with all the violence, hatred, and brainwashing, how is the Iranian people turning to Christianity?
That's the work of God. That's what he does, doesn't he? Even in our personal lives, when we are broken, when we become humble, when we realize that this life has nothing for us and there are things happening to us that we have no control over, that's when we become open to the gospel. And Iran as a nation has come to that point. You know, after 40 years of experiencing Islam, you know, Iran is the only country led by clergy, and that for 40 years. So for 40 years, Iranians have said, oh, we have experienced Islam. We know what Islam is. We have experienced it in our politics, in our personal lives, in our society, in our economy. Everything Islamic, everything Islamic for 40 years. And we know it does not work. It doesn't work personally. People say, I don't have joy. I don't have peace. I don't even have a relationship with God as a Muslim. It hasn't worked for my family. It hasn't healed my family. It hasn't healed my heart. Look, it hasn't even worked for my society. The Iranian society under Islamic rule has been disintegrated. There is so much corruption. Wow. So people of Iran are saying, we know what Islam is, and we don't want it. So that's the work of God through suffering of 40 years of Islamic rule, coming to a point that say, we know what it is, we don't want it. You know, rejection of Islam among the nation of Iran is not an overnight emotional decision. It took him 40 years, so it's very deliberate. That's why, can I shock your listeners now?
Please do.
You know, one thing I've been saying the last few years, and people say, oh, Pastor Ormus, why do you say that? One sentence I've been saying is this: Iran is no longer an Islamic nation. And people will say, oh, come on, you're exaggerating. And you know what? Just 3 weeks ago, a very scientific, solid survey research came out. It was done by university professors. They asked over 50,000 people about their faith in Iran, and 90% of them were inside Iran. That survey proved what I was saying and what I've written in the book, Iran's Great Awakening. You know what it said? The survey showed less than one-third of Iranians say we are Muslims.
Wow. That's what people
don't
know.
In the book, it's 98%. But when they do survey, only less than one-third say we believe in Islam. Another one-third says Islam and religion doesn't matter. Another one-third are just looking around, looking at Christianity, Buddhism, Sufism, everything else. So this is what's happening in Iran. Iran will be the first Islamic nation that turns to Christ, to the glory of God.
And there's something amazing about a Muslim turned Christian. It's almost like as if they appreciate it so much. Tell us the story about how great the faith is of a Muslim turned Christian, a young guy that called you that was being tortured in Iran.
You know, when you come from darkness, you appreciate the light more. When you come out of a miserable, hopeless life, when you are not valued, that's the Islamic system. The life is not valued in Islam. One person is not important. Like, and Christ died for one person. So when you come from that worthlessness to the point that, oh my gosh, suddenly not only I'm saved, not only I'm changed, not only I have the Holy Spirit in me, which is the spirit of love, joy, peace, now I am the child of God.
That's amazing.
Now I have value, now I have identity. When you come from that darkness to the light of Christ, you get excited. That's why you see Muslims who come to Christ, they're so brave. They say, nobody can stop us. And you know what? In Iran, women in Iran are the ones who are heading, who are leading the way for the revolution in Iran. I call it love revolution. They are the forefront of the gospel in Iran. Why? Because women in Iran are so oppressed. They are valued soulless. They're worthless in Islam. They're like a property.
And they're not afraid to profess their faith. They're willing to die for it. You told me, I mean, I remember a story of a guy in Iran that was being tortured, and he said, "It's okay, I don't mind. Sweet Jesus is by my side." And I thought, wow, that's superhuman. And that's the thing. If you have God, anything's possible. Even stuff you wouldn't even believe. And, you know, to think that women, these are mothers, these are daughters, but God means everything to them. I really wish we were that strong of a faith here in America. We're trying to grow the faith. But, you know, just the same way there's good, there's the opposite. And we all have to come together and just, you know, pray. Basically pray. Pray a lot. Dr. Chariot, I understand that Iran is actually evangelical, a fastest growing evangelical population in the world.
Well,
is that so?
That's true, and it's not just what I say. Independent research has shown that Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world in terms of rate, in terms of the speed of increase. It's not as large as like China because of population, but the rate of growth per capita is the number one in the world, 19.6%. And it's doubling every 4 years, the number of Christians. It used to be less than 500.
Amazing.
Beginning of revolution.
Now it's 2-3
million and doubling.
That's crazy. That's amazing. I would have never guessed. But you run Iran Live Ministries. And it's amazing that you can reach out to Iran and continue to convert. That's just amazing. I mean, tell us about your ministry. Do you get any aid for your church from America? Tell me how this works.
Well, we are doing it because of the friends and Christians in the West who have a heart for nations, have a heart for Muslims, have a heart, just God's heart, for the salvation of their enemies, which are Muslims. So people support us financially. They pray for us, and some of them even partner with us. Like R.C. Sproul, you know, he just broadcast his one-minute devotional. We have R.C. Sproul on our channel. We have many good ministers on our channel, and people can come and serve the Lord with us, buying their own airtime and broadcasting their own thing. But we depend on the support and prayer of people, of Christians in the West, to go over the heads of the mullahs. What we do is we have a 24/7 satellite broadcast. We go over the heads of the mullahs into people's homes, privacy of their homes.
Nice.
The government cannot stop that signal because it comes from the sky. And in the privacy of their homes, we talk about the beloved Jesus. And you know what? Jesus is so attractive. Nobody can beat Jesus. No Muhammad, nobody else.
No
one. If you present Jesus, he is the winner. People come to him. They love him. He is so lovable. He's so attractive. Just present Christ through satellite television.
He's super sweet. The one above all things. He saved my life. And all I want to do is serve others to please him. It's just a wonderful feeling to be on his side. Trust me, I've been on the other side. It's not fun. Actually, it's very, very hurtful.
After the break, I want to have a question. Pastor, you are a man of science, PhD in artificial intelligence. How is that connecting to Christianity, to the strong belief? After the break, can we talk about that?
Was it a contradiction in itself?
Yeah.
Hey guys, call us, 866-34-TRUTH.
Yes.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
loved you from the first time that I saw you. In the kitchen with your hair under a baseball cap. Couldn't find the words to say one single thing. Oh, I never knew someone could make me fall like that. Now I can't picture my life without you by my side. Can't let you go, I'll never let you go. Someday when I die, I close both my eyes. You should know that I'm coming back to haunt you. Someday when I go, I turn into a ghost. You should know that I'm coming back to haunt you. Cause I don't want nobody else to have you.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio. Our app, The Cure, on social media, and on GodIsTheCure.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you missed the .com.
Yeah. Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabo on any podcast channel. And now, Amy is spelled with an I and a double E, just, you know.
It's French.
Oh, it's M. So I should tell you M.
No.
M?
Okay. The song that just played was Haunt You by Ex-Lovers and Chloe Moriondo. God has loved us from the very first time, and when he died for us, he proved compassion that is divine. We cannot imagine one day without him by our side, and he will never let go. So many times for us he's cried. Now we have his ghost that's always with us, seeing every move we make. We cannot fool him or hide. There are notes that he will take. He is never part-time when we're behaving bad. He cries even more, and without him we are sad. If I'm ruled by the things of this world, of which I detest most is pride, I can never move forward, and I'll be dying inside. God only wants no one else to have you, because we are his. And we can only find peace when it's God we pursue, as our faith will increase and God's grace will release.
Well, you do rhyme. You're a poet. I'm going to tell you from now on, Poet M.
No.
So, fucking why not?
We will continue talking to Dr. Chariot, who's helping us find more about the nation of Iran and how it's converting into Christianity. My surprise too.
But how do you combine science and faith? How do you explain that?
I love that topic. You have a few hours for me to talk, because science and true science and faith do not go against each other. They complement each other, because science is the rules of this world, the material world. And as there are rules in the material world, there is a spiritual world with a different set of rules. So they complement each other. They don't compete with each other. And we know that everything that we see came from the things that we did not see, which is God. So there is a connection between the spiritual world and the physical world. And we see that as Christians. We know, we pray, and we see miracles. So we pray in the spiritual world, and we see the result in the physical world, a change of heart, a healing of a heart, a healing of a body. So those two things do not compete, but they complement each other. Now, with artificial intelligence, I think that two things that has helped me. One is that I've realized how complicated our intelligence and our mind is. And the more I studied about human intelligence, I realized there is a supernatural intelligence that created us all. And nothing can come by itself. Such a high dimension of intelligence. As I was studying artificial intelligence, and even people today, they know even the smallest amount of intelligence. Here, the programmers, the thinkers, the researchers have to work hard to imitate just a little bit of human mind. so much intelligence invested just to imitate the real thing, the human mind. So looking at the human intelligence, he realized there is a higher intelligence that created everything, and that outside human thinking, we cannot even duplicate that. That's one thing. Second is because of the research, I think God is using that in my ministry. Analytical mind, a research mind. When I see things, a problem, like the nation of Iran, how to reach Muslims, how to transform a nation to be a Christian nation, these questions, God has given me the gift of research, of praying and thinking and searching the Bible to find answers of how God does things. How does God transform nations? How can God transform Iran? So when I say Iran will be a Christian nation, that's the second part of my book. I talk about Iran will be a Christian nation because of the prophecies in the Bible. In the third part of my book, I say how. Because you can't have a vision if you don't know how to do it. It's just a wish. So God has given a wisdom, practical wisdom, as how to go to transform Iran, and we are doing it. We ask people to pray for us, and if you want a copy of the book, the easiest way to get it is to text a word to a number. That would be easiest. Just text, just put 74784. That's where you put the person's phone number. Instead of the phone number, put 74784. It's like airplane. 747, the number 84. 74784. And all you need to do just to text the word Iran, I-R-A-N, to that number. I send you a link, and you can go from there. You can get the book, and you can find more about our ministry. But I encourage you to get that book. It will encourage you. God is doing miracles around the world. He is saving nations, and he can save you. And God is the God of visions and dreams and miracles. I see it all the time through our viewers. He can save nations, and he can save your family. He can save you. I encourage you to get that book, and if the Lord leads you, would you consider partnering with us? At least pray for us, but come and partner with us, because what you invest in that field, Iran is a very good field for the gospel. Whatever you sow, you reap 1,000 times. So I encourage you, if God has put his heart for you for nations, this is a nation that's ready for Christ.
This is a very, very good message.
To transform Iran please, into a Christian nation.
Very good, very good message. Thank you for that. To our listeners, please follow these instructions and let's help out. But I wanted to ask you, Dr. Shariat, something. Now we witness historical peace treaties in this region between Israel and Sudan, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain now, and probably more are joining. How is this changing the region?
It's an amazing development. It's a biblical thing. You know, when you look at Ezekiel 38, you see the list of the countries that are supposed to unite and attack Israel. And so if you make a list of the current friends and enemies of Israel, you see that these peace treaties, the recent peace treaties, are totally according to the prophecies in the Bible, Ezekiel 38. So like you see in Ezekiel 38, you see the Arab, see Persia against Israel, you see Turkey, you see Russia, you see Ethiopia, Libya, but you don't see Arab countries. One question has been, where are the Arab countries? Why aren't they mentioned in Ezekiel 38? Now we know why. Because each one will sign a peace treaty with Israel, and that's what's happening.
Wow.
So what is happening in recent months is very, very much historical and biblical Bible prophecies coming through. On the other hand, Iran used to be a friend of Israel before 79. And it turned from a list of friends to a list of enemies. And that was according to prophecies in the Bible. So Bible's prophecies are coming true. And
yeah, that just comes to show that prophecies do happen. Prophecies do happen. And the Bible is a very, very powerful scripture.
Yeah, and they tell us a lot. Amen. Well, anyway, we have only a few minutes left. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, Yes.
Well, thank you, Boris. I appreciate you, Amy. I love your heart. I love your spirit. You minister to people. I was ministered today, Amy, when you were the songs and what you said after. I was closing my eyes and I was receiving
nice.
The healing words that you mentioned.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So let's repeat that. If you text Iran to 74784 and you'll learn more about Iran Alive Ministry. There you are. So text Iran to 74784.
You have the rhyming gift too.
Almost.
Thank you to our audio producer, Beth Ann, our sweet audio producer, for being with us today and making my show sound great and making the music possible. Thanks to the Christian Car Guy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuing guidance and his awesome show. Now let's pray for all the persecuted Christians around the world. A recent report shows that around 250 million Christians experience high or extreme persecution. Father, God, you know the plight of people far away, oppressed by governments and others in places where Christianity is an unpopular choice. God, you knew that the day would come here when truth-telling would be despised, and siding with the oppressed, part of the road less troubled. Have mercy, O God, upon persecuted Christians there and here, who are willing to suffer consequences for speaking your name, in word or in deed, in defiance or in advocacy. Grant courage and strength to all who dare to live their convictions out loud. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure. Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, godisthecure.com.
But usually I say that. Well, okay.
It's okay. We can take turns.
Okay.
And thank you to our listeners for being with us. And until next week, please stay safe in these pandemic times. Wash your hands. Keep your distance. And try not to touch your face. I know it's difficult.
Anyway, for next show, we are going to have the producers of Fate Under Fire movie.
Wow.
So kind of a continuation of the persecution.
I posted that. I posted Faith Under Fire.
There you are.
What a coinkidinky.
Yeah.
Do coinkidinkies really exist?
Nothing is coincidence. Nope.
Until next Saturday, guys, much love. Keep the faith. Don't forget to pray. Please. Much peace.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.